Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So here we are again, Porky.
Yep.
Time for another On The Record.
Yes.
Podcast is proving very popular.
Certainly is. Yeah. And I want to thank everybody for the response, by the way, because we started this project really to try and bring, you know, a different sort of aspect to what we, the relationship we have with the audience. And it's worked out very well.
And we can say, I think, with a reasonable amount of alacrity, that we are in the process of working out a system by which we will continue to do On The Record.
Yeah.
And we will continue to bring you the news as we see it.
Yeah.
But we will also start to put in some of the perhaps features that people are more used to reading and seeing elsewhere.
Sure.
Like Porky Vision.
Yeah.
Like a bit of Ask Porky, very possibly.
Might even do a bit of Postman Pork, actually.
We might even do a bit of Postman Pork. But we're also looking at doing what people are now asking us to do, which is premium content.
Yes.
And we'll be doing that fairly soon as well. Now, that doesn't mean that it will be the end of all the great stuff you get for free.
No.
But what it does mean is there'll be even some greater stuff.
Yes.
That we might ask you for a little bit of money for.
Yeah.
Not because we're trying to make a fortune here, but because we have to pay people that work for us.
That's right.
You know, this doesn't come for nothing.
Exactly.
And, you know, people will want to hear what we're going to do.
That's right.
And lots of it's going to be very interesting.
That's absolutely right.
And I'm looking forward to it.
And, excuse me, also, we need an incentive to be able to get together and do these things,
of
you know?
Of course.
And that's what it is.
Exactly.
Now,
before you start with some more of your news stories, one of the things we talked about in the last podcast was the kind of bizarre nature of customer service in some places.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you this story.
Oh,
we have time in the last podcast.
Okay, this is good.
And it was about a trip I made about a year ago.
Oh, yes.
To Halfords.
Halfords,
of course, as you know, is the place
to go.
They sell bikes.
Yeah.
They also, in the days
car
before
batteries.
I got a new car, you know, it was where I'd go to get the car sorted out, you know, like, because when I had the Land Rover and the old Mercedes, it was constantly like lights would disappear off, you know. And you'd have to get a new bulb put in.
Yeah.
Now, I can no longer put a new bulb in the back of a Land
Rover. Years ago, strangely, when I was a kid, one Christmas, I bought my dad, when I was about 10, an in-car ashtray.
An in-car ashtray?
Yeah.
Well, did he not have an ashtray in the car?
Well, I don't know. I bought him another one.
I mean,
one.
The one thing that cars normally had is an ashtray.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I mean, my dad used to call my mother's, she had an MG Midget.
That's right,
he used to call it the ashtray on four wheels.
Yeah, right, yeah,
she would just flick the ash onto the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
And
shocking.
It was this tiny little car.
Shocking.
Covered in ash.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know what my mother's like.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always a fag end in
that's
her mouth,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
And there's
always
a huge bit of ash dripping off it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went to, I can't remember what it was for. I think I was looking at the time to buy some antifreeze or, you know, something. I don't know that much about cars.
Sure.
So, you know, I always need a bit of help when I go to Halfords.
Yeah.
And I went to, you know, you go in and there's all sorts of different places you can go. There's the hi-fi section.
Yeah.
There's the place where they've got the wheels. There's the bit where they've got all the stuff that you pour into the car.
Yeah.
There's other places where you can buy a bloody...
Saddlebag.
Saddlebag.
All that kind of stuff. Your bike.
You know, the bike rack on the
that's
back.
Right.
But
there's
a place where you go, which is kind of where they look after the maintenance of the car. If
right.
Right?
Yeah.
And I went to this front desk. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
You know, and so I stood there for a while, and some people came as other customers and stood there for a while, and then it all just disappeared. You know, about 10 minutes, right?
Right.
No sign of any member of staff
didn't
at all.
Didn't you sort of bang on the desk
well,
or
sort of
shout,
looking
hello,
around.
Hello, anybody
then,
here?
Well, that's what I eventually did. I was like, eventually I knocked on the desk like that, and I said, excuse me, is anybody here?
Mm.
Is anybody serving anybody?
Mm. Mm.
And this bloke appeared from behind the sort of screen, right? And he just went, sorry, I'll be with you in a moment.
He should have said 10 minutes.
And I went, well, and before I had a chance to answer him, he'd gone back behind the screen.
Right.
So I thought, I'm having this, you know. So I walked around the back of the counter.
Yeah.
And sure enough, behind the screen is this guy.
Mm.
and a young woman, right, who's crying. And
there's something going on here.
Well, I don't know what was going on. All I can say is I'm looking at this scene, and I said, oh, I'm terribly sorry to bother you. I said, but I need just somebody to come and help me. He said, yes, sir, I realise that. He said, but I'm just dealing with something at the moment. And she's like, you can barely make out what she's saying. Anyway, I said, look, I'm in a bit of a hurry. I said, well, if you can't help me, I said, can you not call somebody else? I said, I appreciate you may be busy with this problem, but, I'm a customer. I'm a customer, and I need something sorting out. He said, oh, okay, you know, and he kind of looked at me and came out, left her there, came out front and sort of took me conspiratorially to the side. He said, look, terribly sorry, sir, that you've had to wait for a while. He said, I'm just trying to sort. So I said, well, what's the problem? He said, oh, she's broken up with her boyfriend.
Right, and that's, I said, well, that's your problem.
Why the fuck do I care about that? What's that got to do with me?
He
said, well, I don't think that's a very nice attitude. I said, well, I don't really care. I said, I don't care whether she's split up with a boyfriend. I want to buy.
What's that got to do with the running of Whole Foods
something
anyway?
To do with whatever it was I was buying. I said, I want your advice on this whether
Whole
I get
Foods,
this.
Definitely was it.
Or,
we're not libeling these people.
And I can tell you exactly which branch if you like. No, I don't libel people. No, I tell the truth only at all times. And I said, look, I don't really give a toss whether she's upset. I realise that's difficult for you. Why don't you just send her home? You know, get somebody in who can help me. Right. And in the end, I ended up walking out because he said, well, I just can't leave her at the moment. I said,
Did you ask them for the manager? Because that's what I'd do next. I want the manager, please.
I just said, you know what? I waited too long, and I'm sorry if you think that I'm being callous, which he didn't accuse me of, but I just said, you know, I haven't got time for this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I've got a 15-minute window whereby I can come and buy something, but if you can't sell it to me, then I'm not coming back.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Exactly. I don't blame you. I was in a pub one time, right? And we sat down.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sat down at a table. I was with a young lady. And the table was cluttered with dirty plates and glasses.
I hate that.
But yeah, from the
I
previous
really
people.
I really hate that.
So I...
why they can't clear that up, I don't know.
I have no idea. So I got up, went to the bar. I said, look, could somebody please come and clear this table? I mean, obviously, there weren't that many tables free.
Right.
And that's why we picked this table. It was in a good position. Yeah. I said, come, what? Could you come and clear this table, please? Yeah. I mean, I'm here to order lunch. I'm ordering lunch in all these filthy plates and things. Oh, okay. So the girl came over, collected all the plates, took away, then came back with a spray, you know, they clean the table with, sprayed it in my face and tried to make out it was accidental. Seriously.
Oh, you think they did it deliberately?
Well, she hit it so hard, it hit the table and bounced off into my face.
So she was doing it at the very least with callous disregard.
Yeah. I said, what are you doing? I said, how dare you? You know, you know, I'm a customer and that you can't get your act together and clear this table. What are you doing spraying that all over me? Oh, didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. I called the manager and all that, you know. I got free lunch.
Did you?
Yeah, but I mean...
That's a bit embarrassing, though.
No, it's not.
You couldn't go back there, presumably. Who were you with?
Oh, a young lady of my persuasion.
Which woman? What was her name?
No, I can't even remember her name, no. She worked at the Press Association when I was a bigwig there, and I'd take her out.
Was she a secretary?
No, she wasn't, actually. She was a correspondent.
A correspondent?
Yes, entertainment.
So you were taking out one of your underlings?
Yes, that's right, yes.
For a weekend lunch?
Yes, that's right. No, it wasn't a weekend. It was during the week.
Was this from the office, then?
Yeah, it was from the office, yeah. We decided to have a half day.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yes, yes.
So she fancied you, did she?
Well, I don't want to get into that, because this is not about me.
People would like to know the answer.
Well, it was...
Did you rogerise her?
I'm not going to answer that question. I'm sorry.
Did you attempt to rogerise her?
I'm not going to answer that question. I'm awfully sorry. But, I mean, you know, I do not talk about people's reputations like this. I've no idea. I've no idea. She actually did what you've done. She spent money on her teeth trying to make herself attractive.
Some sort of hideous old crone.
She was the most naturally beautiful woman I've ever seen. I'm not joking. She had fantastic bone structure in her face. Yeah, she looked a bit like Sophia Loren. Seriously.
Rubbish.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Sophia Loren when? Like now?
No, Sophia Loren when she was in her prime, you know, the late 20s or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm. And I decided we'd have the rest of the day off, went down to Surrey.
But an entertainment reporter for the Press Association would normally be doing that sort of thing at the start of their career. So you'd expect them to move on to a
newspaper. No, she wanted to get into television. I mean, you know, I was trying to help her to move her career on.
Right, right.
See what I mean?
Well, did you hire at Sports Direct or Sports Tonight?
No. I had it all sorted, don't worry.
Poor woman.
Where is she now, then?
Sorry? Surely you must know where she is
now.
No,
I have no idea.
Is she nowhere?
I can't even remember her name, so how would I know where she is?
That's so nice of you.
Well, it's not really. It's just one of those things.
I mean, I remember the name of pretty much everybody that I've ever had lunch with.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I do, and I've had lunch with thousands of people.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Now, isn't it time I told you about the latest great shortage, which is going to cause chaos in world markets? Okay,
well, you can if you like, but every single other one that you've called has never come true.
Supermarket bananas increasing by up to 15p a pack. Okay.
Well, hang on. Last time we talked about bananas, you said they were all disappearing due to some virus.
Yeah, that's right.
So now they're going up in price.
Of course they are, because of the supply drought. A supply shortage in Latin America.
Right.
Okay.
Why is there a supply shortage?
It's because...
You don't know,
wholesale banana costs have risen 15%.
Why?
In the last few months.
Why?
And that's according to, I'm going to tell you...
The banana producers index.
No, the very respectable The Grocer, which is the retail magazine of this country.
You quoted from that magazine very liberally over the years. Yeah. And as I've mentioned to you many times, I had been shortlisted as editor of
that
magazine.
But you didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
Not even good enough to write about bananas, honestly. Well,
they said I was too
failure.
Young.
What a pathetic
I was too young.
Failure.
They said I was a very impressive candidate, the most impressive candidate, but I was only 21.
Yeah.
And they said, we can't really put you in charge of the magazine.
Yeah, but at 21.
I wasn't even shaving then.
At 21.
I wasn't even shaving.
At 21, young boys were flying Spitfires against the Hun in the Second World War.
You mean the Germans?
Yes. At 21, Paul McCartney had written 3 number one records. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
so 21's not that young, pal, you know?
Well, listen, I was the one that was
21,
told
you couldn't even get a job as the editor of The Grocer.
No, they said I was too young.
Probably Britain's least read magazine.
It's not, because you read from it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You presumably subscribe to it the number of times that you keep quoting it.
No.
Well, where do you get all this information from?
Well, I just get it, because I'm in touch.
Really?
Anyway, poor weather in Latin America has hit supplies, growers destroyed excess produce after a good harvest earlier this year and are now paying the price.
Right.
Okay?
I thought it all came from the Caribbean bananas.
A lot of Caribbeans,
What's the weather in South America got to do with the price of fish or indeed bananas?
Well, because they grow them in like places like Colombia and Venezuela.
Well, South America, Central America.
South America, Venezuela.
Venezuela is Central America.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. It's at the tip of South America.
It's at the north of South America.
That's right, yeah.
By Central America.
It's not. It's not, honestly. But anyway, you don't need to argue about that. Now, listen, I want to tell you this. We do a lot of driving, okay, you know, over the years and all that kind of stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Can you believe that the biggest problem to a tunnel in London, which is called the Blackwall Tunnel, and I don't want to be, I'm not London-centric here, I'm just illustrating, this could happen at the Tyne Tunnel, can happen on the Mersey Tunnel.
You've told me about this already. We've already talked about this. You can tell me people run out of petrol, aren't you?
I'm going to tell you. I've got the details on it now, because I mentioned it to you last week after somebody told me.
Yeah.
But can you believe people enter the Blackwall Tunnel, which is just over a mile long, without enough petrol to get out the other end?
Well,
how can you do that?
Well, I don't know how you would let your car run out of petrol in the first place.
Neither do I.
I asked you when we did this before.
Yeah.
I said to you, have you ever run out of petrol? And you told me that you had once. But I've never run out of petrol in my life. I've never run out of petrol.
I couldn't believe it when I told you that last week, so I went and checked it out. Mm. 153 people this year have run out of petrol in the middle of the Blackwall Tunnel.
Well,
now, that
planks.
Happens in every tunnel, I found out.
Planks.
It happens in the Mersey Tunnel, happens in the Tyne Tunnel, happens in, you know, all sorts of tunnels. These guys should be prosecuted.
Tunnel of love.
They should be prosecuted for it.
Do you know the tunnel that I wished to drive on, and I mentioned this to you before?
Yes.
Because it was highlighted.
Is it that one
me.
In Switzerland?
No, Sweden.
Sweden.
Between Sweden and Denmark.
Is that the tunnel that goes into a bridge?
It's the tunnel that turns into a bridge.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it joins
up Malmo with Denmark.
Oh, okay.
Which I think would be
tremendous.
Do you
need a passport?
Well,
I doubt it. I think there's an agreement between the Scandinavian countries.
I think you need a passport at all times to travel in Europe anyway.
Right.
But basically, I don't believe that there is a border point.
No, that's what I mean.
If that's what you mean.
Yeah.
But I haven't worked out how to do it, you see, because I don't want to take my own car.
Yeah.
Because it's now difficult
to get...
Haven't
they made a TV series about this?
Yeah,
it's called The Bridge?
It's called The Bridge.
And what's it about? A cop?
Well, it's actually about this. The whole show starts with... it's a police drama.
Right.
It's a thriller.
Yeah.
They remade it and called it The Tunnel.
Mm.
And made it in Britain.
No.
You might remember.
No.
Remember that? Wasn't Amanda Holden in it?
Oh, was she? I don't know.
I think so. Anyway.
Yeah.
It starts off with a dead body...
Mm.
Not decapitated, but cut in two.
Right.
Found on this bridge.
Right.
Which spans the body of water between Malmo and Denmark.
Yeah.
But what then transpires is that the two halves of the body turn out to be two different bodies.
Good God.
It's a fascinating show.
So
it's
two
really
murders.
Good.
Two murders.
It's really good, yeah.
Now then, have you ever heard of a chap called Darius Campbell?
Darius Campbell, no.
Right, he apparently...
I've heard of Darius Guppy.
Yeah, Darius
Guppy. I've heard of Darius, the guy who was from Glasgow, the singer.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, this guy, he rose to fame on the ITV show Pop Stars.
Well, that is Darius Campbell, then, maybe. He was just
Darius
as,
Campbell,
he was
yeah.
just known as Darius, wasn't he?
I don't know. It's as far back as 2001 and yeah. Pop Idol in 2002.
Yeah, in fact, I knew him.
Did He's, you?
He was just known as Darius. I didn't know
okay,
that was his last
okay.
name.
Oh, yeah, Darius Dinesh. Mm. Right, is that him?
Darius Dinesh,
right,
yeah.
Right, okay.
He was. I didn't know him as Darius Campbell.
Didn't you?
No.
Okay. Well, guess what? This is such a strange story. He started promoting a device that turns polluted water into fresh water for the third world.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
And this device is so good that you can stick it in the top of a bottle of polluted water.
Yes.
But you can drink it and it becomes pure water.
So this is the thing you see advertised on TV?
I don't know. Mm. It might have been. But it goes through the filter and turns polluted water into good water, okay?
Right.
So so he's filmed this promotional video on behalf of a charity, you know, in Africa, which is going to benefit from it, right?
Yeah.
Some idiot who's in the production team gives him the wrong bottle, which hasn't got a filter in it.
No.
So they then film going out and scooping up a bottle full of water from an outlet in the River Thames that has come straight out of a sewer.
Right.
Okay?
What, so this is done in this country?
This is done in this country.
Right.
On the edge of the River Thames.
Why is there raw sewage going into the River Thames? That's appalling.
Well, treated sewage, whatever. It's the, it's whatever goes into the River Thames. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay?
Yeah.
So he's talking about, you know, how brilliant this is. Mm. And then he takes the bottle that's had water scooped into it.
Yeah.
They put a filter in the top and he says, this is so brilliant, I can assure you this has come from the most polluted part of the River Thames and I'm now going to drink it, right?
Right.
The problem was there wasn't a filter in the device they put in the top of the bottle.
Making me feel quite unwell.
Well, this guy nearly died.
I'm not surprised.
He nearly died.
Do you know there's such a thing as cryptosporidium?
What's that?
Which is a bug that you get in water.
Oh, yeah.
Which is caused by, I'm sorry to say this, fecal matter,
right?
Yeah,
do you mean?
The only reason I know about
that.
Well, no, you just told me the same story.
Yes, yes.
I just happen to be using different words. The reason I know about this is because when I was in Scotland, there was a reservoir, as you would pronounce it, just outside of Glasgow, right?
Yeah.
And there was a load of sheep that used to graze on the side of the hill next to the reservoir.
And the sheep's droppings had gone into the water.
Went into the water.
Yeah.
The whole of the Glasgow sort of water supply was
contaminated
with cryptosporidium, which is a bug which makes you very, very ill. It's like getting food poisoning.
Yeah. Well, this guy got bacterial meningitis immediately.
Jesus Christ.
His brain swelled inside his skull.
Bloody
and
hell.
He would have died.
When
if
did
he
this
had
all happen?
Well, it
I
happened
used
a
to
few,
know this guy.
It happened a few years ago,
oh, okay.
But it's only he's only just talked about it now because he was so shocked about it. He was in trauma for years, you know.
Because he used to live, I'm pretty sure he used to live in sort of the rather trendy part of Glasgow, which is like Byers Road, out that way, sort of western end of Glasgow.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure I used to see him on a fairly regular basis at one point.
Yeah, well, his mother is called Avril Danesh. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever came across her.
Don't think so.
And she immediately noticed the symptoms. You know, you wouldn't a child, wouldn't you, think he's gone funny. But months afterwards...
presumably happened when he was grown up, no?
No, it happened while he was after he won all these things in 2001, 2002.
Yeah, but he was a man. Though. He's not a child.
It happened about 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, he must be 30 something.
He's 37.
There you go.
37 now. You're absolutely
That's
right.
What I'm
saying
she didn't notice it when he was a child because it happened when he was in his
30s. Oh yeah, exactly. But you know, he immediately went into a coma, right?
Right.
And he says, as I came out of the coma, you know, weeks later, I remember my mum sitting beside the bed. It felt upside down and wrong because mum was going through cancer treatment. Mm. Yet she was next to me, tears in her eyes, telling my brother they almost lost me. And apparently it was very, very touch and go. So that's a horrible story, isn't it?
That is a horrible story.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're full of horrible stories, aren't you?
Well, you know, you've got
Have you got anything uplifting for me?
Yeah, I've got something uplifting. Yeah,
because, you know, the new year's about to start.
Yeah, yeah, sure,
We're living now in a world where sort of, you know, there's an awful lot of terribleness and badness in the world.
Yes.
But we are here to bring some light and some joy to the world.
Yeah. There was a programme on. Just before Christmas, about ABBA.
Right.
And it was called ABBA Super Troopers. And
it's not terribly imaginative, though.
No, it's said to be one of the worst sort of docudramas ever made.
Why?
Because what they did was the actors playing the part of ABBA
Oh, so it was it wasn't a proper documentary.
No, it was. It was.
I hate those things.
Exactly.
It was a lot of rubbish.
You know the ones that all these idiots made about Princess Diana.
Well, they did
and
one
all
as
that,
well. They did
know.
One with Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury and all that. Oh. That's right. Yeah. So this docudrama. So I ended up with members of ABBA.
How come I didn't have you playing old Benny?
Yeah, exactly. Shouldn't I? I look very much like him.
Yeah.
But they had members of ABBA talking to each other in this sort of Scandinavian voice
Steve
and all that
McLaren,
kind of thing. I mean, they didn't even manage to work out the fact that if they were talking to each other in Swedish, it would just sound like normal English. Yeah. So why didn't they talk normal English?
Right.
You know,
right.
it's like when you see these war films after the war, and German officers were saying, "We will shoot him at dawn.
We will shoot him at dawn. Pig
dog. We are going to top him right now."
Yeah.
You know, where is he? Spitfires.
Yeah. Well, a lot of old rubbish.
All this kind of stuff. But the worst one about this is, as some TV reviewer pointed out, they can't work out why Stig, who was the...
Stig from Top Gear?
No. Stig, who was...
What was he doing in it? With the crash helmet and everything?
No. Stig, who was... Stig somebody, who was the...
Stig of the Dump?
No, ABBA manager.
Oh, right.
He managed the group.
I didn't know.
Stig Anderson, wasn't it?
Stig? I have no idea.
Yeah, I think
it
was.
You're the bloody ABBA fan.
Yeah.
You're the ABBA fan.
But anyway, what happened was...
ABBA fan.
The actor playing Stig, you know...
Stig, yeah.
Couldn't get the accent right at all and was talking with a Scottish accent.
McStick.
So
who made this crappy documentary? Docudrama.
But guess which channel it was on?
Five.
Yeah, it was on Channel 5. Yeah,
of course.
Exactly.
Our good mate Ben Frow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Unbelievably.
This
is
a guy, right?
Yeah.
Who not only said to us when we turned up for a meeting that he had arranged,
yes,
what are you doing here?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Also confessed to saying that if he could, he would put Big Brother on 24/7.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
He proceeded to slag off the whole...
Yeah.
Panoply of quite well-paid and expensive and well-known celebrity presenters.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And basically, every show that they put out is rubbish.
Yeah, right,
I mean, how does this guy keep his job?
I don't know. It's a bit harsh, isn't it? But it's also... it can also... It's a stage play as well. So they've actually filmed a stage play of this, and apparently it's dreadful, you know.
And is that on in London?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I'm not sure, actually. Yeah, I think it is. But anyway, look, I thought I'd let
you know. What they're probably trying to do? They're probably trying to replicate the success of Mamma Mia.
Yeah, something like that.
Because Mamma Mia, the movie, is massively successful, largely because it's got quite a good cast.
Yeah.
But also it's got all the great ABBA music. I mean,
of course
if you
it does,
do
yeah.
a play
yeah.
and it's got all the ABBA music in it, you will probably be quite successful because
that's right.
people will enjoy doing it.
That's right. Yeah.
But I mean, the idea that Piers Brosnan and Meryl Streep would sort of entice anyone while singing to go and watch them. I couldn't do it.
Really?
I can't watch a musical with
them. Really?
No.
No? Okay. Now, listen, I came across something, right, which is a guy, he's a tramp, okay? And
would you find him on the park bench next to you?
No, I didn't, no. He's and he's staggering around the bins.
Right.
At Paris Airport, and I'm trying to find out
Charles
which,
de Gaulle.
I don't think it was Charles.
Or
I think it was Orly. I think it was Orly.
I don't think I've ever been to Orly Airport.
Yeah, I have. I had to switch between Charles de Gaulle and Orly.
Charles de Gaulle is the one that's got all those kind of travelators.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
In different directions. Right?
I can't remember where we were going or coming back from, but we flew into Charles de Gaulle.
Yeah.
Or it could have been Orly. I don't know. And then we got a helicopter to the other one. It was fantastic.
You went to the horse racing?
No, I don't know what it was. I think we'd come back from South America, you know, one of those routes that Air France had, you know what I mean? And then we got onto a helicopter.
It kind of defeats the object going from one airport to another in a helicopter, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's fantastic going across Paris
like
that. Should
you just go to the right airport?
Well, no, because the plane flew in. It must have been the plane flying into Charles de Gaulle, then I had to go to Orly for some unknown reason. I don't know why.
I mean, all I'm saying is if you're going to get a helicopter from Charles de Gaulle to Orly, you might as well get the helicopter from Charles de Gaulle to London.
Almost, yeah, I agree. But I don't know why it happened. But anyway, what happened was this guy...
It's amazing you survived all these trips, you know.
Why?
Because, I mean, the amount of bladderation that's been going on in your life.
Yeah.
And you end up getting on helicopters, you don't know where you're going.
It could be.
How long it's... I'm surprised you haven't just fallen out of the bloody thing.
Well, you can't fall out of helicopters, you have a safety belt on. You know,
no, like, I know, but you know what I mean. Though.
Yeah, I do know.
But,
what
you
mean,
know,
you
would be sitting there and doing everything the right way.
Yeah,
it's a beggar's belief.
Yeah. Anyway, this guy is going through the bins at Orly Airport, right? And bins are outside two doors which have handles on them. Okay.
Two doors.
Yeah. So they've got CCTV of this bloke opening the door to this room.
Oh, okay.
He goes in, and it's the cash depository for a company that fills up all the machines at all the airport with money. The
cash machines?
Yes, cash machines, yeah. Okay.
How does he get in there?
The door was open.
It was open?
It was open. The door was open.
That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right. He goes in, right?
Yeah.
And he walks out with two bags full of 300,000 euros.
Blimey.
They're still looking for him.
He's a bum.
He was a bum.
Are you sure he's a bum?
He was a bum.
Are you sure he's not a guy with some inside information?
No. CCTV shows...
What was he going to do with 600,000 francs?
I don't know.
Euros?
Shows a man walking away with the bags, leaving his old suitcase, which he'd been carting around with him, containing his few earthly belongings on the pavement.
See, I think this is a setup. This guy must have known what he was doing. He was posing as a bum. He probably was scoping the place out for a month. And then he struck.
Well, it says here... An alarm went off as soon as he entered the depot,
right.
But he disappeared by the time the police officers and staff arrived and got away with his massive haul of money.
Mm. There must be an inside job. No way has that happened by accident.
It says the whole episode was a stroke of luck made possible by the failure of the company that owned the storeroom to lock the door. They've admitted that. They forgot to lock the door.
I mean, if you had an insurance policy on your own apartment.
Yeah.
And you hadn't locked the door, they wouldn't pay up.
No, they wouldn't. Now, this is interesting because what you said, a spokesman for the airport said at the beginning, we thought it was a setup with an accomplice on the inside.
Yeah.
But actually, having looked at all the footage, it was simply down to chance. It's crazy, right?
That can't be right.
Well, that's, you know.
Well,
yeah.
No, that can't be. That must not be right. Surely you would not stumble in. I mean, of all the rooms and all the world and all the bars you walk into mine. You can't just walk into a room full of 600,000, euros, can you?
Well, he did. Now, it says here, this threw up something else, which we don't often know, but suspect. He said this guy had been seen hanging around for a while on CCTV.
Yeah, you see, there you go.
Yeah, hang on. He is about one of about 50 people, homeless people, who live in and around the airport.
Well, it's like that movie Terminal, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah.
Well, do you remember that film with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, yeah, but at least he was living inside the airport. This guy lives outside the buildings themselves, but they find enough food in the, you know, all the bins that they've thrown away catering off the planes and all that to sustain themselves, okay?
Yeah.
And it threw up this idea that there's up to 50 people living in and around the airport, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe he's distributed all that money to them.
Hey.
Well, how can he have disappeared? This is my point. If he was a genuine bum, genuine homeless guy, you know, he would probably have come out of that room with all of that money and distributed it to his mates.
Why? Because, if I suddenly came into 300 grand, I wouldn't give you any of it.
Well, I know you wouldn't, but that's because you're a selfish individual.
No.
You know, but the point is if you're a homeless person, you have a certain camaraderie with your other fellow tramps.
Well, do you?
Of course you do.
Do you?
Yeah, because you had helped each other out over the course of the last couple of years. For sure.
Yes.
He would say, look, I've come into some money. Here's a couple of hundred francs, or a couple of hundred euros.
Yeah.
And then he might have disappeared off to a hotel.
Yeah.
But you can't become a tramp, from a tramp to a millionaire overnight.
Well.
And just go, I've now got all this money.
Well,
I don't
know.
And I'm going to disappear.
I don't know about that. Maybe you can.
Yeah.
Listen, I tell you what, we haven't got time now, but maybe
we're nearly at the end of another podcast.
That's right. So. Maybe in a future podcast. Mm. Have you been keeping up to speed on this, you know, this cigar-shaped asteroid, which now people are saying, hang on, could that be
they've now declared it cannot be an alien artifact.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they've now said it, and now we're definitely sure it's just an asteroid.
But as a result of
Of course it is. You know, there's no way that it's a
As a result of that,
alien artifact.
Did you know that the Americans have now opened up what they call the X-File room at the Pentagon?
Yeah, they have.
And are now admitting, for years we have been receiving reports of UFOs.
Yeah.
And we have not told the public to what extent we think they are true and accurate.
Except they're saying as well that we don't necessarily say because it's a UFO that it is from another planet.
Yeah.
They're just saying it's unidentified.
Yeah.
Which could be anything.
Yeah, of course it could,
You know, I mean, but the problem is that a UFO, normally speaking, would be something by the Defense Department, something which you maybe didn't know about.
Yes.
Which is some kind of new stealth aircraft.
Yes.
But you'd think they would know that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course you would,
Well, maybe it's Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Sending some kind of weird message or sending some kind of weird, you know, spaceship.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
But we'll explore that. Maybe we should do a special on...
The UFOs.
On the UFO scenario.
Yeah.
Figure out what's going on.
Yeah. That Star Wars film went down well, didn't it, before Christmas, eh?
My kids
saw
it.
Did your kids see it?
Yeah. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people who say, oh... you know, the usual conspiracy theorists, you know, all you know, all the film reviewers and the critics all saying it's brilliant, but it's absolutely crap.
Yeah.
Well, my kids thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, well, we talked to Brian Viner, didn't we? He was one of our mates and great.
I luckily haven't had to sit through it. It's 2.5 hours long.
That's right, yeah.
It's way too long for me.
I forgot to get the line in when we talked to Brian about that. You know those long films? You know what we used to call them when we were a kid?
I don't know.
By gum, John, me bum's numb.
Really? Is that what you used to say in Chester?
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
No, it's pathetic.
Oh, that's great.
It's like you said, it's grim up north.
By gum, chum, me bum's numb.
Yeah, it's grim up north. That was after you managed to con your way into the cinema without paying, presumably.
Not at all.
Well, anyway, listen, we're going to have to call a halt to it now.
Yeah.
We've got lots more to come.
We sure have.
On the records. And as I said, look out for some premium content as well. It's all going to be going on with the two mics. Our Twitter is at the two mics. Our Facebook is the two mics.
Yep.
And we'll be back. He said, oh, okay, you know, and he kind of looked at me and came out, left her there, came out front and took me conspiratorially to the side. He said, look, terribly sorry, sir, that you've had to wait for a while. He said, I'm just trying to sort... I said, well, what's the problem? He said, oh, she's broken up with her boyfriend.
Right, and I said, that's your problem.
Why the fuck do I care about that?
Yeah, exactly.
What's that got to do with me?
Yeah.
He said, well, I don't think that's a very nice attitude. I said, well, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I said, I don't care whether she's split up with a boyfriend. I want to buy...
What's that got to do with the running of Holford's
something
anyway?
Something to do with whatever it was I was buying.
Yeah.
I said, I want your advice on
this
whether
is Holford's
I get this.
Definitely, was it?
Or, yeah.
We're not libelling these
people.
No. People,
and I can tell you exactly which branch
if
you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't libel people. No, I tell the truth only at all times.
Exactly. At 21, young boys were flying Spitfires against the Hun in the Second World War.
You mean the Germans?
Yes. At 21, Paul McCartney had written 3 number one records. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
so 21's not that young, pal, you know?
Well, listen, I was the one that was
21,
told
you couldn't even get a job as the editor of The Grocer.
No, they said I was too young.
Probably Britain's least read magazine.
Well, not actually it's not, because you read from it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You presumably subscribe to it the number of times that you keep quoting
it. No.
Well, where did you get all this information from?
Well, I just get it, because I'm in touch.
Really?
Sorry?
So surely you must know where she is.
No, I have no idea.
Is she nowhere?
I can't even remember her name, so how would I know where she is?
That's so nice of you.
Well, it's not really. It's just one of those things.
I mean, I remember the name of pretty much everybody that I've ever had lunch with.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I do, and I've had lunch with thousands of people.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.